From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says Islamic State operative and British national Junaid Hussein was killed on August the 24th in Raqqa, Syria. That according to the U.S. Central Command, and here is their spokesperson, Colonel Pat Ryder.
This individual is very dangerous. He had significant technical skills, and he had expressed a strong desire to kill Americans and recruit others to kill Americans.
Ryder says Hussein was involved in actively recruiting Islamic State sympathizers in the West. U.S. military says Kurdish fighters have successfully cleared territory and freed villages in northern Iraq from the Islamic State militants. Kurdish forces were helped out by coalition airstrikes in seizing more than 200 square kilometers to form the militants and clearing them out of seven villages since Wednesday. Kurdish autonomous region has expanded since the fight against the Islamic State began. UN Secretary of the UN Security Council, that is, says it is ready to impose sanctions on South Sudan's warring factions if they do not fully implement a new peace agreement. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir ordered the army to halt all military operations on Thursday before a full ceasefire goes into effect, and that will be later today. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is horrified and heartbroken to hear that the bodies of 71 migrants were found on a truck on a highway in Austria near the Hungarian border. Many of the victims were Syrians, including children looking to escape war for a better life in Europe. Meanwhile, at the White House, spokesperson Josh Earnest said the Obama administration is urging European nations to make necessary provisions for the migrants.